listening to Kyle Warren.
So Mike Pence is not, repeat, is not going to endorse Donald Trump for another 4 years as president. Are you surprised? Yes, this is breaking news, I suppose, but it's definitely filed under the, we kind of already knew that. But we'll tell you about that here on the Weekend Edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We hope that you had a great Friday. Here we go, folks. We are going headlong into Saturday morning on the Weekend Edition. And, of course, a lot of folks listening along the GCN network, of course, they hear this program different times during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. So whatever time that you're listening, we want to bid you a very warm welcome to the show. And if you're listening during our live time here, Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., you're more than welcome to give us a telephone call if you'd like to opine. The number is, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. And you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And I'll tell you what, we've got so much to talk about on this Weekend Edition. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That'll all be happening in hour three of the program this morning. But we've got stuff that is just chock full this morning. And so, once again, here we go. It is the Weekend Edition. Mike Pence is not going to endorse Donald Trump. This coming to us from Reuters. Mike Pence, who served as Donald Trump's vice president for 4 years, said on Friday he will not endorse his former boss ahead of the November's U.S. presidential election. Pence, who ended his own 2024 presidential campaign amid dismal opinion numbers, told Fox News, quote, "It should come as no surprise," just as I was just saying, I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Trump this week won enough delegates to mathematically clinch the Republican nomination and will face a general election rematch with Democrat President Joe Biden on November 5th. Pence served Trump loyally but publicly broke with the former president over his role in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. Now, of course, you know, again, I'm not surprised that Pence is not going to endorse Trump. But my question would be, and this has to do, too, with some who have expressed sort of a similar thought, not so much in terms of an endorsement of a candidate by another political figure, but people who might have said things like, well, I'm not going to go vote. I don't like either candidate. And I do. People do tell me this. They don't like either major candidate. So, of course, the decision becomes, and this is in the purview of the voter, the decision becomes, well, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do about the country? What are you going to do about all the things that we see happening right now? What are we going to do about the border? What are we going to do about the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel against Hamas? What are we going to do about the threat, the ongoing threat of China and of all these other issues that are happening in our world, the economy, energy, all these things that are happening? And I mean, the list could go on. I'm just naming a few top things here. Well, if you don't vote, if you simply become basically an isolationist in that sense, which is your choice, but the fact of the matter is, if we continue down this road that we're on right now with the Biden administration, those who are creating those policies, those who are looking to continue to maintain a level of control, You know, they keep warning us about authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is coming and Donald Trump will never leave office and blah, blah, blah. Well, folks, if you want to know what the foundations of an authoritarian system kind of look like, well, look around you, because this is exactly the kind of thing where you can't say certain words. You can't have certain viewpoints. You certainly can't speak out freely. And you can't really, you know, you can't really tell it like it is. And again, I don't mean to be offensive. I don't mean to run out and be offensive. I don't mean to or just to simply be combative for combative sake. I'm simply saying that if you look at the border and you say something's wrong at the border, that doesn't make you a racist. That makes you somebody who's looking at the border and saying, I wonder, is this sustainable? Is this good for our country? It does. If you look across the world and say, you know, what is our support doing? How do we make sure that these conflicts actually end soon and aren't just an open-ended blank check for the foreseeable future? We don't ever know how long this is going to take. Well, that doesn't make you anti-democracy. And it doesn't make you anti-democracy if you are questioning the Biden administration, or if you question the far left or the liberal, Democrat Party elite. Doesn't make you anti-democracy. So, unfortunately, you know, there is going to be an event in November. There will be the election. Somebody will win this election, and that election means whether or not we are going to take the fork in the road and try to go in the direction where we have energy, we have a much better economy, we have more security for our nation, and where people can be lifted up and not continually broken up into different special interest groups and used by a particular political faction in order to simply maintain power. Because what we're about, what America is about, is people finding that American dream, following it, whatever it might mean to them, and achieving a level of success so that for them and for their posterity, right, they will be able to look back and say, it was all worth it, right? And we were able to do something amazing. That's the decision we have in front of us. So I don't know who Mike Pence is going to endorse, but gee, I don't know. You gotta get on the track somewhere. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the weekend edition, everybody. We are having fun already in hour number one. And I got to tell you, I feel really good today because, I'm happy to announce I have a brand new broadcast chair. The old broadcast chair was getting on its last legs there and was squeaking way too much and could not be helped. And so for this weekend show, I'm sitting in comfort and I am really, really happy about that. You know what else we're really happy about is having you aboard here with us on the weekend edition of the program. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on our home station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to everybody there, everybody on AM 930 as well, and also everybody listening along the GCN network. You know, GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we really appreciate them so very, very much. They work very hard for the program, and we just want to give them a shout-out this morning to everybody at GCN. And by the way, as I mentioned, we're going to have some great changes coming to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, where you can run over there and, of course, send us a direct message anytime. And if you're listening to this program during the weekend on a replay, during Saturday or Sunday, you're more than welcome to send us a direct message anytime as well. And so, as I said, we've got some great changes coming to the website. This is going to include a live button, basically, where you can listen to the show very easily. And then also that show will repeat throughout the day, the current program on that live stream. And you can listen throughout the day if you're at work or if you're driving or whatever it is that you're doing. And as soon as we go live again at our normal live times, then it's going to automatically switch over. So if you missed the program, and there will be other great ways to hear the program on podcasts and so forth. So we are very, very excited about that. We want to thank GCN very, very much for that. And I'll tell you as much, folks, you know, it is so great to get the direct messages that we get and the calls that we get. And I really do feel like we're generating a buzz out there on the different topics that we cover and the extent to which we cover them. And also, of course, we have fun. So I really do think it's a real double whammy. I mean, we've got great information and we also have fun doing it in the overnights across America, which to me is just a real cool thing. If you ask me, that's the technical term. It's a really cool thing. And we have a lot of fun doing the program and we love to hear from you. And so I just want to say that again, this is the best job in the world. It really, truly is. And I do have you to thank for that. Well, somebody who's out of a job at this point, shall we say, somebody who's out of a job, right, is the partner in crime, if you were, the cohort of Fannie Willis, right? Wade is out of a job right now because he had to resign after the judge issued his ruling in whether or not Fannie Willis would be taken off the case in Fulton County against President Trump in election fraud case. So that's what happened. But here's Alan Dershowitz. He's chimed in on this, and he's got a lot to say, and he's actually, and I do appreciate Dershowitz a lot, and I've said this before, but just for those of you who are new to the program, I appreciate Dershowitz so very much because he is he's very honest about his opinions. I think that he may not agree obviously with many different conservative viewpoints. Certainly not someone who's going to run out and vote for Donald Trump, right? But he is a self-described civil libertarian. He wants to see where the law goes with this kind of thing, what, in any of these kinds of cases. And he calls the balls and strikes. And I appreciate that. And, of course, as you know, he's come to the defense of Donald Trump in the past as well. So, and this gets him pretty much ostracized from many in the liberal side of society. So he's taking a lot of damage as a result of this, too. But if you call it like you see it, if it is something that is obvious and you're going against the grain, when everybody else says, no, it's this way because our agenda tells us so, and you're the one who's going the opposite direction because of what your eyes or what your observation is telling you, that's the kind of person Alan Dershowitz is. It's like when we look at the border, we say, oh, my gosh, there's something hugely wrong at the border. And the Democrat Party elite come along and go, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking? No, there's nothing really wrong at the border. Or, you know, Laken Riley is murdered by who Joe Biden even described as, quote, an illegal. And now we're told, well, that's really not a huge problem, this kind of thing. And you're making too much out of this and this kind of it's just really something. But no, you keep going because, you know, when you observe something, you know, stick with your instincts on that. Harvard Law School professor, this from Newsmax, Alan Dershowitz blasted utterly dishonest a judge's weaselly ruling, he called it weaselly, Friday, to let Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis proceed with her election interference prosecution of Donald Trump and his allies. In a brutal breakdown of the 23-page ruling by Fulton County Superior Court Judge Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, a Dershowitz asked, who are you going to believe, this judge or your lying eyes? McAfee wrote that Willis could continue with the prosecution. I know. But if Nathan Wade, the lead prosecutor she appointed and with whom she had an affair, withdraws from the case, noting, quote, an appearance of impropriety that infects the current structure of the prosecution team. Yeah, I think so. I think the result is utterly dishonest, Dershowitz said. Everybody knows that she profited, that she conspired to commit perjury with Nathan Wade and with the other witness. We all know, he says, there was an actual conflict of interest here. McAfee just doesn't have the guts to say it. And I predicted, meaning Dershowitz, I predicted he wouldn't have the guts to say it. he has to live in Fulton County, another reality, right, of the situation. Dershowitz conceded the judge, quote, may have said some things that are very critical of her, but still, he should have removed her from the case. He also lamented how the ruling, quote, undercuts our legal system tremendously. I would agree. He should have ruled honestly, yes, there's a conflict. Yes, she committed perjury. Yes, there was a conspiracy. Yes, she received financial benefit for this. That's the truth, and the truth matters, Dershowitz said. He pointed out the, quote, actual conflict of interest was that Willis made money from the case. If anybody believes she actually paid back every penny in cash, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, he said. There are people in prison. There are people in death row based on evidence less strong than this. That's a direct quote from Alan Dershowitz. Okay. Dershowitz also pounced on the, quote, lies Willis gave for why Wade was at her home at 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning. playing Scrabble. All right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, we must compose ourselves at this point. The Scrabble playing. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead here. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. And I'm going to try to stick to the straight and narrow here. I'm going to report the story. Gosh darn it, that's what I'm doing. This is a scandal, and the judge didn't have the courage to do the right thing, Dershowitz said. And judges often don't, and they will find a way out. And this is a Weasley way out. Yes, of course, there was an appearance of injustice, appearance of conflict, but there was an actual conflict, and I hope that the defendants will appeal this, and I think they can, he says. According to Dershowitz, the ruling could be appealed on two issues. That the evidence is overwhelming, that there was an actual conflict of interest, and there shouldn't have to be an actual conflict of interest. There is a realistic appearance where virtually everybody looks at this and says, this smells to high heaven, Dershowitz said. All right, folks, we're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break just in time here. Because we're not going to revisit the Scrabble. No, we're not. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, we just got a great direct message from Roy in Seminole. And Roy, I appreciate your kind words very much. He says, "Hi, Kyle, congrats on your new chair." Well, thank you. Yes, it's working out wonderfully. And then he says, "You should have a show on Fox News when Hannity retires. Have a great weekend." Well, thank you, Roy. I appreciate that. I appreciate the sentiment very, very much. And wow, that's really a nice compliment. And I can't thank you enough. But thank you so much, Roy and Seminole. Thanks for listening, of course. And boy, folks, what a difference a chair makes. I'm telling you that, I was always afraid something's going to go wrong, at the very worst time during the program. So we got that under control. Something else that's really not, well, it's kind of out of control. Don't you think Kamala Harris is a little out of control? There's a new poll. This is from New York Post. More than half of voters disapprove of Vice President Kamala Harris's job in the White House and don't believe she has what it takes to be commander-in-chief. A USA Today Suffolk University poll released Thursday shows 52% of registered voters disapprove of the 59-year-old VP's job performance, while only 36% approve, including a paltry 4% of Republicans and 28% of independents. Harris's numbers are worse than President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Well, there you go. That's Democrats. You got your nominee right there. You got your nominee. No, she's never going to be the nominee. And isn't that something? I mean, all kidding aside, she has to constantly be reminded every day, right, that if something goes wrong with the campaign and Joe Biden steps aside because of health reasons or what have you, that the majority of the Democrat Party elite are going to try to go for Gavin Newsom, right? And not for, and Kamala Harris doesn't really enter into the mix. Ouch, right? But at the same time, she has proven herself to be completely unable to do any of this kind of stuff. And that's just the way it is. And she's, I think this is, after she leaves office as vice president, she'll always be doing something. And I'm sure it'll be lucrative and this kind of thing. But there's just no way. People would never accept that because of her job performance, if you can call it that, I guess. On the other hand, if she had really done something amazing, there would be no question that she would be the standard bearer. So that's, I think, the way the cookie crumbles on that one. Now, speaking of even Gavin Newsom, this from The Hill, California Governor Gavin Newsom has postponed his State of the State address. The governor's office confirmed to The Hill Friday night. Newsom's address was originally scheduled to be delivered on Monday. A new date for the speech has not been provided. His office is coordinating with the legislature to nail a new date for the governor's address. The postponement of the address comes as the push to overhaul how California treats disorders related to mental health is still active, even with Proposition 1 having a slim lead. Newsom is making last-minute effort to correct rejected ballots. That's right. So, I mean, it's welcome to California. We don't even know when the election is over. All we know is that, according to the last report that I saw, Steve Garvey pulled ahead of Adam Schiff by about 4,800 votes. I don't know if that's changed since then. But nevertheless, the fact that it is so close between those two tells you that hopefully something may be changing in California, but I'm not holding my breath only because we know how these things can turn out. We know how these things can turn out in the end. Well, Bernie Sanders, he got into a heated exchange with a reporter from Fox Business regarding a 32-hour work week. And so this is one of the things that Bernie Sanders had they had some kind of meeting up on Capitol Hill about this. This has been proposed in the past, obviously. But Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business reporter, caught up with Senator Sanders as he was making his way to the elevator. And this is what ensued. She wanted to ask him a question. He wasn't in a good mood that day. But I don't know, folks. Have we ever seen Bernie Sanders in a good mood, or if he's always upset about something? Right? That's right. I know. I just morphed into Bernie Sanders there for a moment, but I'm okay now. Let's listen in.
Can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week? It seems like Fox Business. Yeah. It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't
excuse
get to ask
me.
A question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it? Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
really?
pay their workers more, lower prices,
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
So there you have Bernie Sanders literally getting in to Hillary Vaughn's face on this. And really, listen to the question, maybe. Maybe the answer. Try to answer the question thoughtfully. But what we get, of course, is more, no, they're not paying the fair share, and all this stuff. And it goes on and on. And, you know, and Jeff Bezos and this and that. And there really does become a narrative out there that somehow Bernie Sanders and his ilk are really trying to save you. And I just don't know. We all know what happens with higher tax rates. Those tax rates don't just get absorbed. Whether you're a fast food restaurant and they mandate the $20 an hour minimum wage, or if you're a corporation and then suddenly, and by the way, it seems to me that the tax, who writes the tax code? Doesn't that come from the Congress and signed into law? You know, and so Bernie Sanders can rail all the live long day, but if people, and this is, here we are, tax season, by the way, and people have tax attorneys, and tax attorneys have to be able to navigate all of this, and you know, you've got to, you have to pay your taxes. There's no doubt about that. But the way that the far left makes it sound is that they are nefariously not paying their taxes, and they are getting away with something, and only people like Bernie Sanders can come along and save you from the terrible, you know, blue meanies, as it were, that are taking away all your money, and all of the wealth goes to the top 1%. Well, there was a billionaire, we had the quote here the other day, because this goes along with what Joe Biden was talking about in the State of the Union. You know, again, pay the fair share. This always is based on the assumption, or the setup is that people aren't paying their fair share. And here you are living paycheck to paycheck, quote, paying your fair share, but somebody else isn't. And there was a great quote, and actually from Fox Business as well, that this is really not the case. If you take a look at who's actually paying the vast, vast majority of the taxes in this country, it is those who have high earnings, or their companies and so forth, and folks on the lower end of the economic of the wage earning scale, they're not paying the vast majority of the taxes. But this is part and parcel. It sounds like Robin Hood. It's supposed to sound good, and then of course, instead of really going out about this idea of a 32-hour work week, just bluster and yell at the woman from Fox Business who tried to ask you a question, had the audacity to ask you a question. So start blustering and make it look like, she's helping these companies who aren't paying their fair share, and on and on and on it goes. And just typical Bernie Sanders. It's just typical. But we thought you might want to hear a little bit about that this morning. So I don't know. What do you think? 32-hour work week, or should a company, or should you work what you need to work in order to get the job done that week? You know, that's just, you know, these mandates, even 40-hour work week, it's still a mandate, isn't it? It has to do with whether or not you can start billing for overtime, this kind of thing. But still in all, how about more government intervention? Maybe we need that. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this weekend edition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, one of the great things about the weekend edition is, you know, we try to send you off into your weekend with a smile as much as we possibly can. We let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. As we take a look at some of the events, of course, from the week, some of these really significant ones, and of course also tell you about all the other things that we can possibly find that are happening out there. And it's always a lot of fun. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here as well here on this St. Patrick's weekend, by the way. So I don't know if you got all your green stuff ready to go, and I don't know if there might be green beer involved. I'm not sure. But certainly hope that you have a happy and safe St. Paddy's Day this weekend. And so, by the way, it was a week ago, basically, we were heading into the time change. So, I don't know, I seem to have done okay. I hope that everybody's done pretty well with the time change. Hopefully everybody's starting to kind of get used to it. But, boy, it's great, at the very least, to have a lot of that extra daylight right now at the end of the day. So just in case you ever want to get a couple of little things done that might be outdoors, this kind of thing. All right, folks, it's the part of the program where we love to play a great song. We do that in hour number one and hour two of the program all throughout the week and, of course, on the weekend show. And it's designed to keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you moving. Whatever you're doing across America in the overnight hours, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, maybe a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're up early in the overnight hours with us talking news and politics, well, a lot of times it's fun to have a little something, a little musical pick-me-up, if you will. Let's get it started right now. This is a great song. goes back to the late 1970s by a group called The Knack, and it was a huge, huge hit, and it's a little song called My Sharona. Sharona, The Knack, from their album Get The Knack. And honestly, they had a great band. They had a great sound. And I really do. And I remember listening to that way back in those days. And I always liked this song. And there are two different versions of the song. You had the longer version, of course, and the shorter version. The shorter version sort of cut through the guitar solo a little prematurely there. But and for time reasons, we kind of had to do a little bit of the same thing here. But that particular track was just really cool. It had a great sound to it. It was very open, in my opinion. There's the instrumentation. It's the band. It's just this is what they sound like. There's not a whole lot of other layering or other stuff, other production stuff that had to sort of be on it. And they got the point across. It was just amazing. And so then it's great to bring back some memories this morning with a little bit of My Sharona from the Knack. All right, so let's take a quick look here at the National Weather Service as we're heading into the weekend this weekend. According to the National Weather Service, we got heavy mountain snow expands across the Four Corners and Southern Rockies this weekend. You know, up in the Denver area, driver Ron was keeping us surprised as we went through the last few days of the massive amount of snow and weather that they were receiving. In fact, his company had to basically tell everybody to stay home for at least a couple of days. He looked out in the front yard. He said he got about 14 inches of snow. It's a lot. And so maybe the first time, I think, in forever that he's had to stay home, he said. So, we are with everybody there and our friends there in the Denver area, 710 KNUS. And so we hope that everybody's literally digging out here at this point. So heavy mountain snow expands across Four Corners in southern Rockies this weekend. Severe thunderstorm and excessive rainfall chances shift south into the southeast and into the Gulf states this weekend. Mild weather continues across the Pacific Northwest and the East Coast. That's right, because we had listener Joan up in Seattle. They're supposed to be having the first barbecue of the weekend this weekend. So we're hoping to hear from listener Joan as to whether or not that actually was able to occur. And if hopefully everybody had some fun. And outdoors, it's a novel concept in Seattle recently here because they've just been inundated. And, of course, our good friend Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon also was able to emerge out into the outside world, evidently, as the rain and the storms had subsided. So hopefully we'll continue to see that mild weather this weekend and give some people a little bit of a respite. As we're heading into Saturday morning, we do see a lot of snow in southern Utah, by the way. Even down near St. George, got a lot of rain down I-15. And then over towards our friends in Las Vegas, Nevada, and down towards Kingman, Arizona, raining pretty significantly. We got snow west of Albuquerque. This is if you're coming across I-40. You've definitely got a lot of snow there between Gallup and Albuquerque, New Mexico. And up in Wisconsin and then on up into the UP, mainly the western part of the UP as we head into the weekend, we got lots of rain and snow and rain. This is all going to be a little bit northwest of Marquette, a little bit near Marquette, Michigan. And so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're up in, if you happen, I'll just say this, if you happen to be in the UP, watch out. So you have a little bit of weather, but we do, it looks like we have some lightning and rain in the west of the Houston area, at least at this hour. This is also down near Corpus Christi and down in the southern part of Texas this morning, Kingsville and Encino, places like that. So definitely be careful. And then, of course, New Orleans looks like you got a little bit of rain. We got a great message from New Orleans the other day, too. And we appreciate our listeners in New Orleans. So, folks, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to come right back after your top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything and much, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one of the weekend show is now officially in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So Fannie Willis can stay on the Trump prosecution in Fulton County, but Nathan Wade has to resign, or finally did. And I guess she's going to keep on going. But I'll tell you this much, folks. You know, doesn't this just look bad? Doesn't this just look terrible? You know, honestly, if this is my opinion, I think if Fannie Willis wasn't so blinded by trying to get Donald Trump, she would actually see that removing herself from the case and making a whole huge change would probably be a better way to go. But nope, they are blinded by trying to get Donald Trump. It's everything. It's the only thing. And did I hear right? I heard a news clip just a little while ago saying Wade resigned to help because he wanted to help protect democracy. What? No, that's not why you resigned. I'm pretty sure. I think he resigned because the whole thing just blew up in their faces. That's what I think. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's great to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. We have a lot of fun on the weekend edition, by the way, everybody. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And as I've been mentioning, we got some great changes coming to KyleWarrenShow.com. Hopefully they'll be there. You know, we're getting it ready to go here. But thanks to our friends at GCN who have been letting us know that we can get a we can have a live link that'll be there all the time, which will actually play the previous program, the current program, until we go live again. So it's just going to make it so much easier for you to access the show, and especially if you want to listen at different times and so forth. So we appreciate GCN so very much. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, our home station, and, of course, everybody along the GCN network. We're going places, folks. We're glad that you're with us. And by the way, driver Ron, we just got a direct message from him. We were just talking about some of the weather at the end of last hour, as we typically do, of course. And I was wondering about how things might be going right now for driver Ron in the Denver area. He writes in and says, "Hi, Kyle. Yes, sir. Back on the job. That's good. I'm glad." He says, "The sun broke out yesterday afternoon and melted the streets." All right. Because of the amount of rain before the snow, the streets really didn't get too bad. Happy to be back at work and looking forward to the weekend flying by at light speed. Well, that's right, driver Ron, and we appreciate you so very much. And we're happy to have a little part in that. We're going to do our level best to make it go by at light speed. And folks, again, yeah, what's going by at light speed here, of course, is the fact that Fannie Willis is staying on as the prosecutor. We've got a great clip that we didn't have a chance to play in hour number one. But here's Jonathan Turley talking about the judge's ruling, which Dershowitz just absolutely eviscerated the judge's ruling, calling it weaselly. But here's Jonathan Turley, and let's hear what he had to say. He was talking with Laura Ingraham about this, but let's hear Jonathan Turley.
It really is an astonishing opinion in this disconnect, because he clearly did not believe Nathan Wade, and many people believe Nathan Wade committed perjury. But these two essentially testified in tandem. She adopted his testimony. So if he lied, then she pretty much lied the same way. They both maintained that the relationship began after he was hired and really held a sort of unified front. I think that what the judge was trying to do in giving these two options to Wade was to gently give a third option to Willis. And that option is to remove yourself, take the ethical course. And I think that's very clear in his opinion. Nobody reading this opinion with these damning findings could possibly believe that Willis can continue to be part of this case. She's prosecuting people for the underlying conduct she's accused of committing with Nathan Wade, false statements given to a court, false filings that have been submitted. How could she possibly continue that without damaging her case? But the problem is that she's had this opportunity to take the high road repeatedly, and she clearly had never wanted to do that.
Okay, stop right there. I love what Jonathan Turley is talking about right here. And because you know why? Because Jonathan Turley comes at this stuff from a reasonable, you know, informed, you know, a sort of a perspective of what the law says and what the ethics of the matter are and how a professional attorney, a member of the bar, right, would conduct themselves when this whole thing just went off the rails. Because there's no other way to say it. It just went off the rails. You know, what were you doing at the at your prosecutor's house between the hours of what, you know, 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. But they were playing Scrabble. You know, come on, I'm going to do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. Let's continue with Jonathan Turley.
This will be probably her last chance to do the right thing and to remove herself.
So there you go. I'm telling you, but of course she's not going to do that. Nathan Wade has resigned. Evidently she's going to be staying on. But again, folks, it's because they are blinded by the literally by the lust to try to get Donald Trump. They're blinded by this thing that says, you know, this is your reason for existence here. And by doing this, you know, you're going to become, you know, you're going to be in the pantheon of the far left, of the Democrat Party elite. They will, you know, be singing songs, you know, and this kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of like on Star Trek, you know, the Klingons, they will be singing songs about you, you know, for hundreds of years. But I got to tell you, though, they typically in the Klingon Empire, right, they're going to sing songs about you if you do the honorable things, right? It would be honorable for her to step aside, but don't worry, she's not going to do it. But Dershowitz was talking about that there probably will be, you know, grounds for appeals and all of this because of the conflicts of interest, the obvious conflicts of interest. Stay right there, folks. We're just getting started. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
So in hour number one, I let everybody in on a, well, it's not a secret, but it's just something's making me feel very happy here on this Saturday, a weekend edition as we head into Saturday morning, of course. And that is, I got a new broadcast chair, and it's very comfortable. I'm very happy. And the old broadcast chair was starting to, well, you know, it was on its last legs, shall we say, and or its last rollers or something. But definitely finally got a new broadcast chair. It is comfy, and I'm very, very pleased about that. So at any rate, let's get right back to the program. Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, by the way, whenever you're hearing this program over the weekend, if you have something that you'd like to react to or say, or maybe even make a song request at some point for when we play our songs in hour number one and hour number two, feel free to do so. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you'll be off and running from there. Well, talk about direct messages. Now, we talked a little bit about this, of course, because it was breaking for the Friday edition, but here on the weekend show, we like to also, from time to time, recap some of these big stories that have occurred during the week, because we get new listeners on the weekend and so forth, and we want to, again, sort of revisit what happened with Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer gets, you know, up to make a speech in the Senate, and this is what he says about Israel. We're just going to let you hear what Chuck Schumer said. Here we go.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution. At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
So there you have Chuck Schumer saying this. You know, I'm telling you, at what point does it become the job description of the Senate Majority Leader to decide to unilaterally intervene into another nation, especially a nation that is at war at this very moment, and simply begin to say that you have no confidence in them. I suppose Chuck Schumer, the private citizen, maybe could say something like that. Obviously, as a government official, he's out there saying this. But I'm just simply saying that if this is a way of trying to telegraph what the United States position truly is vis-a-vis the American administration, well, this is really, really bad. This is really, really bad. In fact, let's dip in a little bit here just to, again, just hear what he said, a couple of these sentences. Let's listen in.
Radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence.
Okay, stop right there. To do what must be done to break the cycle of violence. My friends, October the 7th, 2023, the cycle was started up by Hamas. There was a de facto, an effective, right at that moment, prior to Hamas coming across the border of Gaza into Israel and doing what they did, the grisly, unspeakable things that happened on that day, October 7th. That started the violence. And now Chuck Schumer has the gall to come out and say, nobody expects Netanyahu to do the things that must be done right now in order to break the cycle of violence that's happening. My friends, do you know what's happening with Chuck Schumer here? In my opinion, Chuck Schumer is floating this to see what kind of reaction he's getting. There have already been calls for him to resign, of course. House Speaker Mike Johnson, you know, had a great reaction. It was a extemporaneous reaction when he was quoted by the press. And, you know, talking about, well, wait a minute. I mean, you can't like, go out and try to support the people who are, you know, like Hamas, you know, and so forth. I mean, what are you talking about? And Schumer goes on to say, and the only thing here is a two-state solution. So you know that this is coming from the administration overall. In fact, let's listen to this soundbite where you have Joe Biden. He was there with a official from Ireland, and he was asked about Chuck Schumer's speech. Let's listen to what Joe Biden had to say. So we'll hear what he has to say, but also while you're listening to this, listen carefully to Joe Biden and his demeanor. Listen to his voice. My thought is that he is not on whatever it was he was on at the State of the Union, because he didn't yell at everybody. He wasn't yelling in the Oval Office, and he wasn't answering questions like this, and he wasn't kind of going little, you know, getting a little weird. But he's back to, very hot, this is Joe Biden. And it's really sad. I don't take any pleasure in that, but I'm just saying, look at the difference. Now he's going to, quote, back to normal. Let's listen in. Here's Joe Biden.
Do you have any comments, sir, on Senator Schumer's speech on Israel yesterday?
Senator Schumer contacted my staff, my senior staff. He's going to make that speech. And I'm not going to elaborate on the speech. He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him but by many Americans.
And at that point, they kind of start trying to get people to stop asking questions. But did you hear that? So you tell me, what are you to think if you're Benjamin Netanyahu sitting over in Israel fighting a war against Hamas? And now the Senate Majority Leader comes out and says, you don't serve the purposes anymore. You're stifling the people. You're not going to do what needs to be done to, quote, break the cycle of violence, which was brought to you, by the way. And now the President of the United States, when asked about this, says, I'm not going to elaborate, but he made a good speech, and confirming that Senator Schumer contacted the White House and told him essentially what he's going to say. So, folks, we are now in this realm of undermining our greatest ally in the Middle East. You know, I understand. I know that the Biden administration has been, and the Biden campaign, for that matter, have been incredibly upset about the news coming out of states like Michigan. They've been incredibly upset about the criticism that they are taking regarding the support that they have for Israel. And to a great degree, a lot of this support, in my opinion, has been more lip service than anything, because you would never have a speech like this from the floor of the Senate. You would never have the President of the United States saying he made a great speech. The American position would be, we stand with our ally Israel, and we know that Hamas, number one, they lie. Number two, they put people in harm's way. Number three, there are hostages involved here. And, you know, we would never be trying to, you know, talk out of both sides of our mouth here. You know why? Because they are worried about the constituencies. They're worried about the poll numbers. And folks, that's not leadership. That is not leadership. And Benjamin Netanyahu is going to feel more alone, more isolated. And I think the elections in this country can't come fast enough, right? Cannot come fast enough. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition continues on. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. I needed the shelter of
someone's arms. And there you are. All right, this is nice, isn't it? This is great to hear as we make our way through the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We hope that you got some great weekend plans. My weekend plans include, well, just not wanting it to be very windy. I kid you not. Boy, we had a couple of days and nights of some pretty strong winds. Not hot winds like the typical Santa Ana winds, but nevertheless, it was pretty, it was a lot. Let's we'll just say it's a lot, especially when you're trying to sleep and the wind keeps just, you know, hitting your house like a freight train. I mean, it's a lot. So, and the people were telling me, too, they were woken up in the middle of the night and so forth. So when those winds kick around Southern California, it's always a concern, only because there's always a possibility of fire. It's not the summertime or the very dry weather at this point, but obviously you're always concerned. All right, folks, well, once again, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We're glad you're there, glad to be here. And head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. You know, we heard from Chuck Schumer last segment. We also heard from Joe Biden on Schumer speech, which I thought was interesting, to say the least. But there were some people who wanted to hear from Joe Biden when he was at an event in Saginaw, Michigan here over the last couple of days. And he's meeting with some folks, but then somebody says maybe take some questions, and then the White House press corps, or not the White House press corps, but the White House staff then begins to shoo away the press corps, telling them to go get back in the cars. No, that's it. Stop everybody. Go get back in the cars, everybody. Get back in the cars. Let's listen in and hear what Joe Biden, or, well, we won't hear Joe Biden, but we will hear the White House staff. Let's listen in. I think we have that. Here we go.
Can I take a few questions?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, press.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, press. Let's head back to the cars. Thank
back
you.
Back to the cars. Thank
back
you.
To cars. Back to
thank
cars.
You, press.
We're happy
thank
to walk all vehicles are this way. Thank
back
you.
Back to the cars, children. Back to the cars, children.
Thank you. So
thank
much.
You. Thank you. Thank you, kids. Thank you, kids. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? For a moment, I thought I was in an elementary school or something. Back to the cars, back to the everybody. And the person standing right next to Joe Biden, where they were talking with the group of constituents or whomever, that's the person you hear say, maybe we'll take, can we take a few questions? And then all of a sudden the crack White House or campaign staffers swing into action by telling everybody to get back in the cars. I don't know why I'm thinking of this at this very moment, folks, but it is the weekend edition, and I will simply take refuge in that notion right now, because what came to my mind is maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger would have popped out at that very moment and said, everybody, to the choppers, right? Well, I had to do it. All right, folks, as we said, it's the weekend edition, so I shall take refuge and solace in that. Okay, so on a very more serious note, Boeing plane missing an external panel landed in Oregon. A Boeing aircraft operated by United Airlines, this from Fox News, landed in Oregon at an Oregon airport on Friday, missing an external panel, the airline said. United Flight 433 departed San Francisco and landed safely at its destination. The Rogue Valley International / Medford Airport in Medford, Oregon, around 11:30 a.m., a United spokesperson told Fox News Digital. After the aircraft was parked at the gate, it was discovered to be missing an external panel. We'll conduct a thorough examination of the plane and perform all the needed repairs before it returns to service. I hope so. The Boeing 737 was carrying 139 passengers and 6 crew members. No one was injured. Operations at the airport were briefly paused while a safety check on the runway was completed and no debris was found. And that was exactly what you would do. Where did this thing fall off? Could it have fallen off when you land? Because as many of you know, a lot of times you hit pretty hard when you land. And then you have those landings that are very smooth and you feel like, wow, this pilot really, you know, just brought it in and kind of just gently put it on the runway. But sometimes it's not like that, as you know. They didn't declare an emergency and there was no indication of damage during the flight. Investigation will be open to determine how the panel came apart, the airline said. The FAA will also open an investigation, an FAA spokesperson said. 25-year-old aircraft involved in Friday's incident was first delivered to Continental Airlines, which merged with United in 2012. Obviously, you know, what this does, and we don't know what happened here. We don't know exactly why this panel would have come apart or come off. Did it have something to do with maintenance on the ground prior to taking off on its regularly scheduled flight that day? That's a real possibility and maybe the most likely possibility. But it does bring up this notion of what the heck is happening with Boeing, and certainly the safety issues having to do with that one 737 that where the, for lack of a better term, the deleted door, you know, that door panel that where it was, that door would have been, but they put a panel over it where it popped out during flight. That's something. And now they can't find the security footage and they can't figure out, you know, who did this. Or Chris Markowski, we were talking about that with him yesterday on the program. Evidently, they don't know where the guy is, but if they knew where he was, but maybe he's too sick to come, you know, to be talked to or something. In other words, it becomes this house of mirrors about what happened. How did that occur? And how do we track it back? You know, so that this doesn't happen again. You've got people out there. I saw a news clip that said, you know, there's an app or something, or there's some kind of thing by which when you book your flight, you can avoid these particular aircraft that were implicated in this, you know. So that's no way to run a railroad, and it's no way to travel by air. I mean, this is just not right. So it's going to beg the question more and more about what's happening at Boeing. What are the safety measures? How can people have complete confidence in getting on these airplanes? And again, you know, Boeing has been around for forever. But what's been happening recently certainly is of concern. So my hope, and it's not about casting blame, and it's not about, you know, trying to rev something up that doesn't need to be revved up. But I do think that it is a legitimate safety concern. And whether you're putting your daughter on an airplane or your family member or having to fly somewhere yourself, you know, you want to have the utmost confidence that everything is being done in order to make sure that that routine flight that day just gets from point A to point B completely without event, that kind of thing. I think that's a fair that's a fair expectation to have, you know, in this modern age. All right. So once again, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime throughout the weekend. We always love receiving those from you. There was an article we saw a little bit earlier this week as well, and this has to do with the idea and this from USA Today, Americans are feeling better about the economy, says the headline. Is it an opening for Joe Biden to court voters? All right. I don't know, folks. I think that's we can do our own impromptu, you know, sort of non-scientific poll here. Do you feel better about the economy? Do you feel better? I mean, the inflation numbers just came out this last week. And again, it's pointing to the idea that the Fed likely won't do anything in its next meeting in terms of lowering the rates, maybe in June. But again, if we keep getting the same kinds of problems, they may not decide to cut those rates anytime soon. But overall, are you feeling better about the economy? And this is almost a laughable headline. I mean, is this a way Joe Biden can get in and really start courting voters? Well, only if the messaging is attached to it and people just go, well, okay, I guess so. Maybe Bidenomics is really good for us, but it's not. But they will keep hammering at that. But don't believe them. Trust your own eyes, your own experience out in the economy. That's what they don't want you to do. They want you just to listen to the messaging and get on the bandwagon. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition, everybody. We are going by at warp speed. So if you do see something go by at a very high velocity, that's us. That's this program. And we're glad to be along with you this morning. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're up to this morning, we're glad that you're there. And we really love to hear from you as well. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as we always do, a little before the top of the hour, in hour number two. And then she'll be with us through the majority of hour number three. And we want to thank Wally from Right and End. He's listening on AM 860, The Answer. And he says, looking forward to the updates on your site. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're working on them. He says, hearing from the donkeys makes me think I'm listening to the crazy guy on the spooky station. Well, all right. Well, I love that. I love this message, Wally. Thank you so much. And we got a great message from Bill, also listening this morning on WLSS 9:30 a.m. in Sarasota. And I appreciate your message very much, Bill. I'll take a look at it, and then I'm sure we'll be able to talk about it here, I think, as we go through the part of hour number three. So I do appreciate the message very, very much. And, you know, folks, it's time again to play a great song this morning. And part of our charge here on the program is to keep you going throughout the overnight hours in America, keep your blood pumping, keep you focused, keep you moving down the road, keep you doing your job, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're just up talking news and politics with us, as we are, the nexus of news and politics overnight in America, we've got you covered, and we've got a great song this hour. We haven't heard this, I think, for a long, long time. But I do like this song, and this definitely keeps you going. And especially, I think, if driver runs back to work after the big snow deluge they had in the Denver area. Well, I'll tell you what, here we go. This goes out to everybody who's going down the highway this morning. And this is Rascal Flatts. Life is a highway. Here we go.
Travel on, there's one
one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Well, all I have to say is ka-chow. I love this song. I really do. This is a great cover, by the way, of the original Life is a Highway. But Rascal Flatts just has this way about it in this song, on this recording of it, that's just really super cool. And there's just a lot of energy. And I thought, you know what? What we want for the weekend right now is we want some of that energy to really just launch us into the weekend. So I think it fit the bill. I sure hope that that you enjoyed it. And Rascal Flatts, of course, had, a lot of other great songs. There's a great song I like by them called Bless the Broken Road, and that's a really cool song. But I'll tell you what, folks, again, I'm just sitting back. While that song was playing, I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing in my new broadcast chair. It is comfortable. And just in time, because the other one was getting ready to give up the ghost. But we've got Denise Simon with us here right now, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome to the weekend, Denise.
All right. Good morning.
All right. There's a lot going on, as always. First of all, just in the time we have left here before we hit up to the top of the hour, Mike Pence. There's no surprise here. Mike Pence is not going to support Donald Trump. I don't know if he's going to support anybody at this point.
Well, you know, therein lies the question. I mean, I guess that really says he's not voting.
Right. Right. And that in and of itself is a decision, you know, in this volatile time in which we live. I mean, the choices couldn't be more stark.
I think it's kind of petulant, to be honest with you. But, you know, the man's got his convictions, so okay. You know, who are we to judge? We may not like him for various reasons, but, you know, it's voting is free speech, so go for it, dude.
Right. Exactly. And he kind of said he thought it would be no surprise as well, but but either way, you know, but it does start begging the question, if people are looking for alternatives, I'm just not sure that RFK Jr., you know, really up to the ante
no.
with the Aaron Rodgers discussion.
No. Yeah, he's just not going to vote. That's just where it is.
Yep.
It's okay.
Exactly. And then, of course, also now we've got Fannie Willis can stay on the case, but Nathan Wade has resigned in order to protect democracy or something.
Yeah, this one, I have a feeling this thing's going to fall apart completely because I believe that the governor can step in now knowing that they both lie, which is in that judge's ruling. So if they both lie, one has to go, the other one can stay. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, under what other cases or any other circumstances could you have an officer of the court do that and keep going like nothing ever happened?
You know, this judge is pretty spineless. He equivocated. He tried to please both sides. And I think it blew up in his face. And it really goes to the reputation of Fulton County now. Not only from a DA standpoint, but from a judge's standpoint. So, yeah, the governor, I think, is going to have to say, you know, we have to clean up Fulton County. It's obviously been proven that Fulton County, which, by the way, has been a mess going back to at least 1973 when I moved there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it's never been a good place.
Yeah, well, it's never a dull moment right now, and that is for sure. But I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to have a lot of great moments on the other side of the top of the hour news. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. Denise will be right back with us. FoundersCode.com is the website, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Check that out as well. And, folks, we're going to come right back. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. And, well, we're having fun. And we're not sorry about that. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Joe Biden was asked about Charles Schumer and his speech about Israel and Netanyahu and calling for new elections, and the Israeli people are being stifled and need a two-state solution. And Joe Biden said, yeah, he contacted the White House. He thought it was a good speech. And so wait a minute. So now we're back in the business, or now we're now in the business of undermining our strongest ally in the Middle East while they're at war with a terrorist organization backed by Iran. I'm telling you, folks, you know, if this was a movie, you'd think, no, this is too unbelievable. This will never sell. The United States would never do such a thing. But yet, well, we just watched this happen. This is really, really significant. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three of the weekend edition is officially launched and underway. And we have a lot to talk about. Of course, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's going to be back with us here in just a moment. And also, folks, don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And yes, we were playing Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. And I mentioned about, I'm glad, you know, Driver Ron's back at work now after the big snow deluge. And he just wrote in and said, right on. So I think he liked the song. And I'm glad that you're back at work, Ron. And of course, safe travels. We want you to be absolutely safe out there. All right, folks, we got Denise Simon with us. Happy weekend again, Denise.
Happy weekend to you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, so many weird things are happening. Sometimes we just gotta chuckle at it, but in so very, very serious, you know, as I mentioned, we'll get back to Fannie Willis here in a moment, but certainly one of the big happenings of this last week was Chuck Schumer giving that horrible diatribe about Israel. And now we've got Joe Biden, who was asked about it in the Oval Office, and he was back to his normal self, by the way. He wasn't yelling at the top of his lungs. But he said, yeah, he called the White House and he thought it was a good speech.
Yeah, I knew that Chuck Schumer, collaborated with the White House on that speech. So, yeah.
Yeah, in other words, so, I mean, this is the idea that's like floating the trial balloon, right? And to see, you know, well, what happens if we go out and say something this radical and kind of gauge the reaction? But, you know, for our listeners on the weekend, you know, I know we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, but isn't this a desperation as well because of the problems they're having in the polls, and especially with some of these different Arab American constituencies that for some reason they've got too much support for Israel, I guess?
I don't know about other states, but I got an interesting text from my older son yesterday, who once said that he told me he didn't like Florida. This is when he was living in Georgia, and I never thought I could ever get him out of Georgia. But he said in this text, "I love Florida, Ma. For today's world, I really have a good life." And I looked at the text and kind of tilted my head and went, you know, is this really my son? And my response to him was, well, because of the current world made me love it. And I said, well, whatever works for sure, because Florida seems to be the only sane and happy state. So it's hard for me to kind of look back at some of the conditions of these other states, much less the federal government, and much less what's happening around the world. Sometimes you just want to leave it all. Like, for instance, this Judge McAfee in Georgia. Let me say some of the words that he used. Mm-hmm. Despite her tremendous lapse in judgment, unprofessional conduct, several times he used repeated bad choices, potential untruthfulness under oath, prejudicial and legal improper. So just those, and he lets her stay on the case. Okay, it's almost as though this judge works for this White House, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what Chuck Schumer did, and before that Samantha Power over at USAID, is all the same thing. Repeated bad choices, untruthfulness. Oh, wait a minute. That's the White House too, right? So it's infected everywhere.
Yeah, I put my classified documents next to my Corvette in the garage. Stuff like that. Yeah, no, I agree. But you know, Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, he called it a weaselly opinion.
It is.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, but this judge has to live in Fulton County. But, you know, is there a fear factor involved here as well?
He just wants to be reelected. He was trying to, he equivocated. He was trying to throw a bone to both sides. And because remember, didn't he drop a couple of charges against Trump.
If I recall correctly, but obviously, and also I think it begs the question. I mean, you know, this prosecutor, Fannie Willis, and don't worry, folks, they're not going to take our advice on this because they're blinded by their hatred and need to get Donald Trump. But the most professional thing to do would be to just simply step back and let some other prosecutor handle this, because they're handing this to them on an appeal that there was a conflict of interest. The judge didn't go far enough. And, you know, this isn't fair.
Well, this cat Wade did apparently all the work. So since he's gone, I don't think she has any kind of control on the case, because she dumped it on him. So can she pick up the baton and run with it? I'm not sure that she can.
That's a good observation, to be sure. Yeah. But, of course, we're not going to mention evidently the something. What were you doing at the person's house from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.? They said they were playing Scrabble. That's
right. Right.
So, we're not going there. All right. Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Weekend edition continues. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, you are, and it is the weekend edition, everybody. Welcome to everybody listening, whatever you're hearing this program, by the way, on the weekend. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network out there. And we want to give a shout-out to everybody at GCN this morning, working very hard for the program. We appreciate it so very, very much. And, folks, once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message anytime, day or night, whenever you're hearing the program. We sure do appreciate it. And we sure do appreciate Denise Simon as well. She's back with us as well. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, you know, just changing gears here just briefly, I saw this article earlier, it's on Breitbart, and they're talking about the United States has now more than doubled its reliance on imported needles and syringes from China and other countries in the last 6 years. You got a senator's Pete Ricketts, Republican out of Nebraska. Also, Richard Blumenthal out of Connecticut, a Democrat, and they're spearheading this. In 2018, 15% of the 10 million needles and syringes used every day in America were imported. Now it's up to 40%. So where does this put us? Obviously, you know, this is just another issue having to do with relations with China.
Well, we found out during all things COVID that just north of 90% of all of our pharmaceuticals, whether they're prescription or over the counter, and PPE come from China. And we've done nothing to fix that. Nothing. The Biden administration created a Made in America department, little committee at the White House, where anything that the government buys, it cannot come from a foreign source. It has to be made here in America. I would argue that was just a gesture that nobody's serious about it, because the federal government also buys those kinds of things, too. To have in our stockpiles, you know, for things like FEMA and, you know, emergency humanitarian aid kind of thing, whether it's here in the United States or anywhere. So, yeah, nobody's serious about it.
Well, and of course, what's happening, you know, inside China, the other day, Gordon Chang, who you're familiar with, of course, you know, I saw a statement by him basically saying, you know, China's falling apart. You know, we know that their economy is having huge problems.
They are.
Yeah, they're trying to pump money into the property fiascos that they've had. And then also talking tough, saying you must pay back everything or there will be dire consequences. I mean, they're kind of flailing about where all that is concerned. Mm-hmm. So, but what do you think that means in terms of what they would do next, especially in regards to Taiwan? Because everybody's waiting for that shoe to drop. Does this make them more likely or less likely, do you think, to make a move at this time? Or, you know, where are they with all this?
I last week bought Peter Schweitzer's newest book, Blood Money. And I finished Mike Pompeo's book just the other day. So last night I started on Peter Schweitzer's book. I got to page 3. Yeah. So far, I mean, then I fell asleep. But I will tell you, it is, I can tell where this book is, I think, going to go. It really is a presidential daily briefing and State of the Union address rolled into one just in the first 3 pages with what China is doing to the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't read books, that's okay. But you can trot on over to Amazon and you can preview the book and just read the first 3 pages. And it'll just scare the daylights out of you. So, we're not serious about taking on Russia. We're not serious about taking on Iran because we just gave them another $10 billion. We lifted the sanctions and they have now access to $10 billion again.
Right.
And we're not serious about, you know, any of these other threats. Now, I mentioned that you and I talked about yesterday or day before yesterday opening Guantanamo for Haitian refugees.
Right, right.
And I went off on it and I said it shouldn't be the refugees, it ought to be the gangs, right? Well, the general, I think her name is Laura Richardson, the general at U.S. Southern Command, declared that they were pretty much finished preparations for Haitian refugees. So they've moved ahead on that.
Well, but how many refugees realistically, you know, this isn't a trick question or some, I'm not trying to be hilarious here, but how many refugees can you fit in Guantanamo Bay? I mean,
not only that, but DeSantis is doing everything he can when he's got, he has a 15-mile tripwire, if you will. And I think that Congressman Michael Waltz has introduced legislation to move that up to 25 miles tripwire. But anyway, so whoever gets through, and by the way, Mayorkas said that these people will be repatriated back to their country. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets through how, and who is it that's going to collect them? You know, DeSantis is doing everything he possibly can. But what are we doing in Haiti?
Right.
It just defies any kind of logic. And I'm sitting here, by the way, looking at an article that came out 2 days ago. Chuck Schumer, he tweeted this out. New York City will receive a fresh $106 million from the feds to reimburse for migrant costs. I worked hard with New York City and FEMA to deliver these funds. $106
million. Wow.
Now, the package is supposed to be $150 million. But wait a minute. According to the mayor, last year they spent almost $4 billion. Okay, so let's talk about this. The feds have just given $106 million, $107 million, whatever the number is, to New York. So this, add that on top of the cost already, because they think it's cool to have all these migrants coming in. We're flying them in and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you put this all on a piece, all these pieces of paper, on all these things that are happening and the money that we're throwing in at the southern border, and now what DeSantis is having to spend or what Abbott is having to spend in New York, and then what it's costing our infrastructure like education and hospitals and all that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, it's you know, but I thought even New Yorkers were sort of upset. You know, maybe not so much now because if it's just, quote, federal money, but guess where federal money comes from?
Well, that's precisely my point.
Yeah, but they had, like, what was it, $50 million worth of gift cards or something they were handing out to migrants in New York. Here's your gift card, you know.
Waste, fraud, and abuse. Every one of these politicians that have advocated and sided with this entire migrant thing, regardless of what it looks like, every one of them ought to be put up before ethics committees and terminated and primaried out and anything that we can possibly do. It's reckless spending. And we didn't get to vote on it. Did you vote on $107 million to go to New York? Because I didn't. It's our money.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. But at the same time, I mean, they're not addressing the actual problems. They're manufacturing problems and then justifying trying to spend all this money when we shouldn't be having this problem in the first place. It's kind of like Laken Riley. I mean, she would be alive if this person had not gotten in the country like this. You know, it's just that simple. And you know, but unfortunately, this is the lot that that we have right now. But I tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're going to head down to the bottom of the hour break right now. And we're going to come right back, everybody. If you've got something you'd like to ask Denise or make a comment, we'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. If you're with us live here this morning, early Saturday morning. But stay right there because we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Weekend Edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. If you have a question or a comment for us this morning, especially for our good friend, our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, head on over to FoundersCode.com, everybody. Check out all the great articles and other materials that Denise has there. You won't be sorry. And I'm telling you, and let's bring in Denise. Hello again, Denise. You're back with us. All right. Well, you know, Denise, people aren't hearing the things that we're talking about, I think, really overnight in America. I mean, this is... And we get messages about this kind of stuff, and we really appreciate it so very much, you know, because, you know, all of this goes together, you know, all of this is related. And especially when you have an administration that is not just completely making these mistakes, but a lot of times, don't you feel that there are things that are being done intentionally that actually continue to mess things up?
Well, it's clearly intentional. I mean, I don't think we can get beyond that. I mean, that's a proven condition. It's clearly intentional.
Well, and this, I mean, what other conclusion can we come to, especially when we see this undermining of the Israeli government at this time? All these mixed signals. For some reason, we can't stop the Houthis. You know, for some reason, you know, we just...
No, we won't stop the Houthis.
Okay, good. I'm glad you phrased it that way. Because, people would say, well, you know, we have the American military. The American military can't undo the Houthis, but I think you're right. Again, it's this sort of crazy, idea that they just can't get the job done here. But I'm more of the Trumpian... ilk in that sense. President Trump would call on the military leaders and say, "Go! I don't want to hear anything more about the Houthis ever again." and they would take care of business.
It's fascinating that you say that, because he made some of those statements and edicts when he was in the White House on several issues. The World Health Organization, remember he got us out of that one. The Paris Climate Change, remember he goes, we're out of here. You know, so go do it. You know, whether he was saying it to the Secretary of State, somewhere between Rex Tillerson and, or General Mattis or whomever. I mean, he did put out some of those edicts.
yeah, that's his style. He delegates that to people who know how to go do that thing. So, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Anthony in Tampa, who's been patiently waiting for us this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise.
Enjoy the show, man.
Thank you.
Kyle and Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Schumer is just a little bit lower than the history class failure and denier of his own Jewishness, who also ridicules his Jewishness, and that's Bill Maher. You know, I have to tell these lefties, the Jews on the left, who think that because they're siding with Hamas and kind of going against Netanyahu and Israel, that they think the pro jihadists in Dearborn or Chicago or New York are going to kind of let them slide. They hate your guts. They hate Jews. It's clear they have to understand that. And it's like with the progressive Caucasians who think that siding with BLM is going to get them a pass. They hate white people. That's their whole creed. So, you know, you need to choose a side. The left doesn't love you. They hate you. I remember the second inauguration of Obama during that convention. When they mentioned Israel, you could hear the boos within the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break, man. What does it take the Jews on the left to wake up? I'm talking about the celebrities, the athletes, the musicians mm-hmm. who think they're going to get a pass. You've seen the marches around the country. You've seen what's going on around the world. It's a wake-up call. If they don't heed that wake-up call, I don't know. So, your views, I appreciate your views on this. Thanks, Denise. Thank you.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Anthony.
I'm glad
he
said that
it.
Because I went to bed last night also thinking, you know, I don't hear these people calling for regime change in Russia, Iran, Venezuela, you know, a regime change of Hamas. How about that? Or,
in other words, at the Academy Awards, why couldn't you wear a button that says "Stop Hamas"?
Right.
You know, like you know, no more. No more Hamas. Hamas with a red line through it. Something like that. But honestly, and I just can't imagine. You know,
bad guys are winning.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they won, but I mean this fight is getting harder because the progressives aren't helping. So the bad guys, every day they get a little more of an advantage because this administration, along with all of the acolytes of this administration, including Senator Chris Coons, I would add, people like Mark Elias, people like Samantha Power, Susan Rice, I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, it's really something. Really
it
something.
Is.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob this morning on this Saturday morning, this weekend edition of the program. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle, Denise. somebody on the news said that a lot of the problem with this White House is the fact that they have the people that they have on their staff and stuff. One example being that KJP person that does the press conferences. And other ones, cause, I mean, we all know in reality it's the Obama people that are really running the place, but that's standard
that's right.
news. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, was the fact up in Canada, Trudeau wants to give life imprisonment to people that say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And could that kind of stuff creep in down here, or are there people down
it
here that are advocating?
It has creeped in.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And... Well, that's right on the road to fascism, it sounds like to me, or 1984-ism.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Supreme Court, and you guys are smarter than me, so you can kind of help check this out, but
yeah.
I think the Supreme Court came out with a decision that people can actually sue social media for terminating their accounts or censoring them.
Yeah,
toggling their post.
Well, I know that they did come down with a decision about public officials not being able to block constituents for one thing, but that's considered a free speech issue. But yeah, we'll check that out. Yeah.
What, Kyle?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Go ahead, back, Emma Bob.
Okay, I'm sorry, anybody. What about somebody buying up TikTok? I know that people were supposed to be putting together a group of
Steve Mnuchin,
maybe to take over TikTok. And I think they could call it Trump Talk would be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think last we heard Denise, right, Steve Mnuchin was trying to put together a group.
So is Microsoft, and yeah. We don't like that because that would give Microsoft some kind of monopoly.
Right.
So
whoever did it still would be better than China.
Of course.
Oh, big time. Big time indeed. Yeah, but the whole point is they have to be divorced from the company called ByteDance. So I don't know if they can just flip a switch.
They can make
the
offer and see if it even happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think ByteDance wants to give it up.
Well, they'll end up being banned anyway at that point.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. And then an election year when this president wants to get on TikTok and talk to young people, I mean, this is a terrible, terrible situation for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't U.S. companies have the technology to create a clone of TikTok, an identical type of thing?
Yeah, I'm sure that they can. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So why wouldn't a U.S. company start doing that? They ought to do that right now.
Well, you really already have it. I mean, you've got Instagram out there, which is pretty much the same thing, and you've got YouTube.
YouTube Shorts and things, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's pretty much out there. It's just that this is the Chinese version, and, you know, they have manipulated the Gen Zs.
And the millennials,
effectively successfully.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're heading out to the break. Yeah, we're heading to the break.
Thanks,
Mark Hammond, Bob, thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com. It's always a pleasure, of course, Denise.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning edition. Take care.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you, too. Folks, the weekend edition continues. Coming back for the final segment of the program this morning. Got a great direct message I want to share with you as well. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We have covered a lot of ground. There's no doubt about that. And wherever you're listening from, we want to wish you again a great, wonderful weekend. As I was saying earlier in the show, I'm just wanting a non-windy weekend. That's what I want. It's the devastation of the yard is too much. I'll be picking up stuff all weekend long. No doubt about that. But once again, folks, welcome back to the broadcast. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you'd like to go over there and send us a direct message, we've got a great direct message that I want to tell you about. And it came in from Bill listening on WLSS 930 in Sarasota about the Bernie Sanders segment that we had earlier where we talked about Bernie Sanders and his reaction to a Fox Business reporter named Hillary Vaughn. I want to play just a little bit of that sound clip that Bill is reacting to so we get back on the same page here. So just listen to this. Here she wanted to ask him a question about taxation and the 32-hour work week that he just came out of some meeting on Capitol Hill. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week?
Yeah.
It seems like Fox Business.
Yeah.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't
Excuse
get to ask
me.
A question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it? Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
pay their workers more, lower prices,
and now pay people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes.
Got to pay their fair share of taxes. And don't let the reporter, who's being very, very professional, ask you the question. Because what do you start doing? You got to start steamrolling. Just steamroll. Well, Bill in Sarasota, again, listening on WLSS, AM 930, he writes in and he says, Bernie Sanders makes a great big deal about billionaires not paying their fair share, as if there is such a thing. It's a shiny object to distract from the real argument. Sanders is all about redistributionalism, socialism, communism, which, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, is great until you run out of other people's money. Well, you're right on the, you're smack dab right on the money, by the way, Bill. I appreciate it. He says Sanders doesn't know where the money comes from or doesn't care as long as he's got the power to make laws so he can keep his money. Aha. That's right. And he goes on to say where the money actually comes from is capitalism, voluntary exchange that benefits both parties in a transaction, value given for value received. You know, these are novel concepts, by the way, aren't they, Bill? When both parties receive value, their wealth grows, perhaps making one richer than the other. The other key is the Marxist socialists ignore is private property rights, the ability to keep all the benefits of your voluntary exchanges. He goes on to say that as Winston Churchill contrasted two economic systems, quote, the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of blessings. The inherent vice of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries. How very well said. Absolutely. He says that's why socialists have to lie to take over a country with a capitalist economic system. The truth of socialism is like the old children's story about the goose that laid the golden eggs. Capitalism has a long-term view which nurtures the goose to get more golden eggs that benefit everyone. Socialism has the short-term view that kills the goose to get all the golden eggs at once, which impoverishes everyone. Bill, I appreciate this message so very much. It's absolutely well written, and I got to tell you, we are, continually having to fend off these lies that somebody like Bernie Sanders comes along and tries to say. They pit people against one another. Bernie Sanders evidently doesn't want a rising tide to lift all boats. He wants to continue the conflict and gin up conflict even where none exists. And I would think this idea of the 32-hour work week is another ruse. To do what? To espouse exactly what Bill's talking about here in this great message that he has. And Bill, I appreciate it so very much. Great, great direct message. Really do appreciate it. And keep them coming, by the way. Again, this is just a great message this morning. And yeah, Bernie Sanders, he's going to keep doing what he does. It is really, really pathetic. But you know what we're going to keep doing right here on this program? We're going to keep preaching it. We're going to keep combating it. We're going to keep poking the holes. We're going to keep doing all that kind of stuff. And we're going to do it right alongside with you, our great listeners out there. We appreciate you, and I just can't tell you enough how much we really, really do appreciate you. All right, well, we're going to start heading out here real soon, but we do have 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Brace yourselves. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of the American people. Who's the idiot in California or anywhere that's voting for Joe Biden, okay? Hey, Aaron Rodgers, why don't you get on the field and play some football for the New York Jets and quit trying to think that you could – Joe Biden is a disaster. Anybody hooks their wagon to that loser is a loser, okay? The Jets have sucked since Joe Namath when I was 5 years old and he guaranteed a Super Bowl, and they haven't won nothing since. So shut up and play some football. Okay, and let me say, George Trapanopoulos, you disgraced all Greeks out there. Thank God I'm Italian, I'm Sicilian and Puerto Rican from the Bronx, New York. But you're a disgrace. Go asking that lady about her situation when she was raped. You're a disgrace. You're a political hack. And by the way, all you idiots that want to talk about raising tax, why don't you get Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos together and tell them to pay more? You don't have to pass no law, but no, you don't, because you want to hurt the American people. The Democrat Party hates blacks. Look at that! Look at that idiot in New York, that mayor. The cop is getting his face kicked in, but she doesn't care about these illegals kicking the cop's face in, but she wants to get more money for the illegals. No, Joe, they're illegal. Mm-hmm. That's an illegal that killed Lincoln Riley. That's an illegal that ran over that cop in Portland. These are illegals, but you don't care about the American people, okay? Let me tell you, corrupt judges, Donald Trump is innocent of all charges, and any illegal that votes in your state, I hope your state has a sinkhole, and you governors and you corrupt mayors and you corrupt council are in there. Hey, Georgia, why don't you
throw a pair and
stand up? And Pence, you're another Judas. We're surrounded by fake Judases. Steve Garvey, where are you at with Donald Trump in California? Let's get to work. If you're a true Republican, you stand with Donald Trump. Let's get to work and save the country. And ladies, don't let your daughter play ball against a transgender. Stand up for Trump. Stand up for Jesus. Let's go. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. Todd in Tampa, everybody. You got a little bit more than 60 seconds there. It is the weekend edition, so no harm done. I'll tell you this, folks. Steve Garvey, they were vilifying Steve Garvey for voting twice for Donald Trump. He said he thought both times he thought he was the man for the job on that. And they tried to, it was one of those woo moments in the debates, right? But hopefully, and Steve Garvey is, competitive, at least in this primary against Adam Schiff. The general election is going to be a lot harder. Well, folks, I'm so glad that you are with us here on this weekend edition. So glad. Thank you so much for the messages. Thank you so much for the calls, for the well wishes, for everything. It's so much appreciated. And we hope that you got a great weekend ahead of you. And especially if you're hearing this program a different time during the week on Saturday or Sunday, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Feel free to send us a direct message. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you're listening, where you're listening from. And we'll be happy to give you a shout out here on the program. Folks, once again, I can't believe the time has just flown by. It certainly has. But we've reached the end of the program this week, and we're going to be back bright and early on Monday morning, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And we'll see you on Monday. Take care out there, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.